Listener Production.
Afternoon, it's Lee Jollo with your local news briefing. A man has been busted by police in pretty bizarre circumstances in Denali. The 40-year-old was observed on a ride-on mower heading along Maud Street on Tuesday, towing a massive trailer load full of wood and branches. Police say that perched on top of the load was a small dog. The man was pulled over without a licence and allegedly returned positive results for drugs and alcohol back at the Maryborough Police Station. He's now expected to appear at Bendigo Court at a later date. Well, material shortages continue to plague local builders during a time of massive demand for housing. They're lacking when it comes to steel, concrete, timber and more, and what is available is subject to steep price rises. Bendigo builder Lancel Holmes is struggling to turn a profit.
It's unfortunately true, but it's where we're at. It does put a toll on the team. Everything's going up, gone up and continuing to rise.
CEO Jeff Smith speaking to Wynn News. Experts say investment in training, overseas migration, alternative materials and local manufacturing could all help. Coming up to the Million Paws Walk, there are several events across the state on Sunday, including one in Bendigo at Lake Waroona starting 8:30. RSPCA volunteer Marta says it's all for an important cause.
Whether it's through entry fees, merchandise sales or online fundraising, helps the RSPCA with their critical work for vulnerable animals.
And a surge of sick kids with COVID or the flu has prompted education authorities to relax NAPLAN rules and grant an extra week for testing to be completed. Testing was supposed to be finished by today, but has had to be pushed back because of extensive staff and student absences across the state. To sport now and taking a look at the Sunraysia footy action this weekend, and there's no doubt the must-watch game of round 5 will be the top-of-the-table clash between Irimple and Wentworth. Both sides are unbeaten to this point. Elsewhere, Irimple's play host to Oyen, South Mildura up against Robinvale Euston, and Redcliffe's take on Mildura.
Listener.